Proclamation number 5797, dated the October 28, 1953. The end will come without fail. You cannot delay the end anymore. The time limit has expired and only a few days remain until the end. Just enough time deemed necessary by me in order to still bring deliverance to those who are still able and willing to change. For my eye sees everything and my ear hears all, and thus even the most subtle impulses of a human heart are known to me. And since my love applies to all my living creations, I will still come to the aid of those who take hold of my redeeming hand and whose will has always been known to me. I come to help everyone who allows himself to be helped. And thus, in the end, no one will be able to say that he was not offered my redeeming hand. For I feel sorry for every creature which, at the end of this earth, will have to suffer the hard fate of imprisonment in the creations of the new earth, since it had already reached the state of free will and has to be bound again for an infinitely long period of time. Therefore I will truly use all means prior to this in order to direct those people's hearts to me who do not want to acknowledge me as yet. I truly will leave no stone unturned which might result in a change of human hearts. Yet I must leave people their free will and cannot force them to come to me. But the end will come without fail, when my act of redemption has been accomplished on this earth. When the few who will still accept help have been helped. And it is only a short time, during which much work shall still be carried out in a redeeming sense, during which the world of light will exceedingly diligently work to penetrate the darkness, during which people's thinking will be influenced in every way in order to make an end of the earth plausible. And everyone who contributes towards spreading the light assists in accomplishing the redemptive work. Everyone who works in a redeeming sense will be abundantly supported by me, for I will bless everyone who helps to rescue souls from the dreadful fate of a renewed banishment in the matter of the new earth. And regardless of how low the degree of maturity is, if the human being recognizes and acknowledges me at the time of his death, his advancement in the beyond will be assured. Yet to be entirely without faith at the end of the days enslaves the human being to my adversary, and he will have to share his fate on the day of judgment. You humans must believe in me if you want me to take mercy upon you. Amen.